The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Draw from the theme of the Earth, Earth Day, today being Earth Day. In this time of challenge and COVID-19. So, and one thing that we try to do in Happy Hour during this hour of practice is finding stability resourcefulness and kindness and care. Whether the care and kindness and love, goodwill that we offer ourselves, we offer others, and also one that we feel from others, we receive from others and other beings. So in the case of tonight, I wanted to offer the idea, the sense of us drawing solace, drawing from the comforting care that is available to us from Mother Earth, from wild things. So I wanted to actually to share a poem by Wendell Berry that many of you may already know, and I want to start with reading that. And some reflections. So the piece of Wild Things by Wendell Berry. He writes, when despair for the world grows in me and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day blind stars, I love that line, the day blind stars, waiting for their light for a time. I rest, and for a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. I love that last line. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. The peace of wild things. So what he beautifully talks about in this poem is the sense of being resourced and nurtured by nature. Not in the way of just checking out and not caring at all, but being supported, being refreshed, being nurtured, taking heart, having a moment of freedom in our hearts, inspired by nature so that we can be more present, so that we can be more available to both take care of ourselves and to take care of nature. Because as I was reading that poem, something that was coming up also for me was, but nature, planet Earth, needs our care. And it can be reciprocal. It can be a virtuous cycle. So if we are stressed out completely, if we are stressed out both by COVID-19 and stressed out by what's happening to our planet, which both, again, we need to care for, but being completely flipped out and anxious about what's arising, we will lose our center, we'll lose our ability to be present. We'll lose our ability to actually take and offer appropriate response. So the suggestion here, the offer here, is for us to feel resourced by nature, whether you go for a long walk or whether you sit outside or maybe look outside and see some leaves of trees or listen to the sound of birds, to really nurture yourself and have a sense of stability that nature can offer in order to both care for yourself and care for the earth. So in that way, it can become a virtuous cycle. Whereas if you had lost your center out of anxiety and desperation and worry, again, as Wendell Berry puts beautifully in his poem, if you wake up in the middle of the night at the least sound and you have a lot of fear for what your life and your loved one's life might be like, then it is wholesome. It is wholesome to take heart and feel nurtured by nature. Again, not as a way of checking out, but as a way of resourcing ourselves so that we can be more available, both for ourselves and for planet Earth. So with that as the prologue, I guess I'll add another couple of thoughts. Here they come. One is, I know that for me, the past days and past weeks, especially the past days, I found it very supportive, the days I've been able to go for a long walk. And sometimes in the past, I would talk to friends, but I've chosen actually not to have any phone calls during some of these long walks, to just walk, making them into a long meditation walk. And it's spring right now, and where I am, there are a lot of flowers that are coming out, and the smell of flowers, and the beauty of flowers and the green is restoring my heart, is making me feel more stable, more hopeful, more available for myself so that I can support myself and offer support to other people. And I invite you to notice that in yourself. If going for a walk, being in nature, or if sitting on your porch, if you have one, or just looking outside your window at a few trees or listening to the birds, these days they seem to be singing more sweetly, or I tend to hear them more. Maybe there are fewer cars around, and with less pollution, they're out en masse. To really know that it is wholesome to use nature, to really draw upon nature as a way to restore yourself. And in fact, in many of the suttas, when the Buddha was giving instructions for meditation, he often started with, go to the forest, go to the woods, find a tree, sit under a tree, etc., etc. And it's a theme that keeps repeating, forest, trees, etc., etc. So right there is an invitation to appreciate, to draw upon the peace of wild things. There is an invitation there in our tradition, which is a humanistic tradition, the tradition of humanity. So, it's, you know, Buddhism does not have hegemony over appreciating nature and really drawing on it, drawing upon the peace of nature for supporting ourselves, and again turning back and supporting nature and the earth. Another quick thing I wanted to bring in is in science there is the idea of nature restoration theory, that the idea and various studies done by psychologists that measure how spending time in nature actually restores your capacity for attention, for paying attention, for being present, essentially, we can say, which is one subcategory of attention, paying attention to what's present. And it's also shown that even if you just look at photographs of of nature compared to looking at photographs of city life and building blocks. Your attention gets restored. So if you don't have access right now where you are to be outside in quote unquote nature, and again my nature, I'm not going to any park, I'm just walking in my neighborhood, that's my nature right now. But even just putting up a few photographs, maybe looking at photographs of nature on your screen it has been shown to have value in restoring you. So maybe not reading too many Facebook or news items, but just looking, just putting up a photograph or your favorite photograph of trees or a beach and just looking at it for a few minutes. So with that, I'd like to start the guided meditation. And my video might go in and out, but thankfully my audio is constant. So I invite you to get into your meditation posture. Settling in your body. Arriving, each moment a new arrival, arriving in this body. Relaxing, softening. And recognizing that this body too, this body is nature. Recognizing just as there are trees, the sky, clouds drifting by, birds singing. You appreciate the nature. Nature arising and passing, that this body too, which you take to be yours, is part of nature. This body breathing, this miraculous, amazing body breathing. With this realization of this body being nature, allowing the body to soften and relax. No need to try to control or be tight. Allowing the breath to flow just as it wants to flow. Let this body breathe on its own. Not controlling the breath. With each breath, allowing this body, this piece of nature, to soften and relax. Every out breath, dropping just as Earth is part of nature, the solidity, the groundedness of Earth feeling a sense of connection of this body, nature of this body, sense of solidity of this body, the earthness of this body, connecting to the earth, solidity of the ground beneath your feet, the solidity of your cushion, your chair, the back of your seat. Allowing this earthness of your body to land, relax, give itself to the earthness of the earth. Earth on earth. With each out-breath, allowing the earthness of your body to land on the earth. Feel grounded and connected through your feet. Connection of your feet, connection of your sit bones. You might feel a sense of heaviness. Of connection landing. And just as on this planet Earth, of ours, there is air light, expansive, spacious, feeling this air being breathed into your lungs, into your body. Feeling the lightness, expansiveness. Spaciousness. So feeling heavy and grounded, earth on earth. At the same time, feeling the lightness, spaciousness, uplift, buoyancy of the air, entering this body that's nature. Your body feeling buoyed, light, connected to the outside through this breath. And with each breath, feeling more expanded, spacious, as well as more settled in the body. Now, I would like to invite you to draw from this inspiration, the piece of Wild Things, and see yourself in whatever nature landscape, real or imagined, that is supportive to you. Maybe you see yourself sitting in your favorite garden, or by the ocean or the redwoods, or lying and watching the stars. And either real or imagined, seen from your memory or completely created. If you're a visual, it helps to give it as much detail as possible. The colors, textures, the light, and adding other senses, the smell, maybe smells of grass, flowers, the ocean, whatever. We like to draw upon. Maybe a sense of touch, texture, maybe how it feels, the coolness of feeling a redwood tree. Or what it might feel like to sit under a redwood tree in the forest, or sitting in the sand, lying in the sand. Feeling the petals of flowers. As well as the sounds of your landscape. The sound of birds. Sound of crickets. Hear the sound of the wind in the forest. Hear the sound of the ocean. Since as the Buddha advised, right now we cannot go and sit in nature. We can draw upon nature inside, the memory of nature inside. We have it inside us. And it is wholesome to draw upon that. Really feel multidimensionally, multisensorially. You feel yourself supported. Cared for, held. By wild things. I'd like to invite you, as you imagine yourself, as you see yourself, multi-sensorily, in your chosen natural setting, to draw upon a sense of benevolence, to draw upon a sense of goodwill, reciprocal. You for nature, the setting that's in your mind, I right now. And also feel yourself held, cared for, appreciated, nurtured, nurtured by Mother Nature, nurtured, held, as if you were a baby and Mother Nature was holding you, a newborn, and rocking you, comforting you with its amazing powers, calming you, soothing you, letting yourself also feel this love, this devotion for Mother Nature. This reciprocal care and love. You're provided for, you're cared for in so many ways by Mother Nature. So many ways. Through beauty, grace, and your body is nurtured, held, and to know that your body is nature too. You are part of Mother Nature. As Mother Nature in this image is holding you as a baby newborn, it is its own child it's holding. You are nature. Your body is nature. You have come out of nature. You will go back into the earth, to nature. You are not separate. Feeling loved. And feeling gratitude and loving back this nature that you come out of. Nature loving itself. In this reciprocity, there is also a singleness, an infinitude, one and the same. You are loving yourself. Nature is loving itself. Letting your heart rest. And the expansiveness, and the dimensionality, and the unfathomability. Of being a part of this. And spending the last few minutes of this practice period, however, in whatever way might be supportive to you. Feeling yourself grounded, breath, bringing spaciousness, or feeling supported, loved, calm, soothed. By nature. Okay, welcome back. And I think my video has stopped working again and it's frozen. Oh well, conditions are like this right now. So I'd love to perhaps hear if you'd like to share just a couple of words. You can type it in the chat. You can still hear me perfectly well. Great, thank you. That's wonderful. I think the video is having problems, but as long as audio is good, that's great. So if you'd like to share what's coming up for you right now, maybe a word or two in the chat, you are welcome to write what's coming up for you right now. Peace, calm, after a deep, refreshing nap. Lovely. I trust you weren't actually asleep, but it feels like you had a nap. It's great. Nice. Grounded in the body. Lovely. Beautiful. Nice. So many memories of nature. Being in nature, maybe because I'm joining you from my backyard. Oh, that's great. Somebody's joining from the backyard. That's great. Grateful too. Beautiful. Ah, nice. We're floating through the ocean, scuba diving. So relaxing. Lovely. I love the creativity of all of these. Funnily enough, some fear and sadness. That's okay too. That's okay too. Everything is welcome. Everything is welcome. Yeah. So I'm going to try to see if I can, given that my connection is a little wobbly, I'm going to try the breakout rooms so that there's more time for connecting together for a few minutes before we conclude. And if you're on the fence about them, I do invite you to just try it and see what it feels like to connect with other practitioners tonight. And if it's not for you, this is the time to bow out and sign off. So, and that's completely okay. So I'm going to create the breakout rooms now. Here we go. Okay, let's see. It's going to be three participants per room, two or three. So each room will have two or three people. And here we go, all the rooms are open. Welcome back, everyone. It'd be lovely to hear maybe a couple of reflections this evening. And you're welcome to unmute yourself or raise your hand. And I'll try to unmute you, and my video will just keep coming and going. It is like this tonight. So, but please, don't be shy.
So at the end of our little group, I was talking about how fun it is to meet people this way. I really appreciate this format with this group and with some other folks that I get to hang out with during the week.
Nice. Thank you. It is lovely. Yeah. And I see a few also reflections in the chat. Delighted is one word. Another one is made new friends. Yay. And another word someone offered is a connection. Aw, it's sweet. Short, but very sweet, considering each other friends. That's very sweet. Yeah. Makes my heart happy. Any other reflections tonight? Sounds like connecting with each other in the room was quite nourishing. That's the sense I'm getting from the comments.
Do you ever hang out with people in a room, Nikki?
It gets very complicated. I tried once and everything just went to pieces with opening and joining. And so, yeah, I'm already doing so much here, trying to do the technology in the background and being on Zoom and on YouTube and Yeah, there's a lot happening in the background, so unfortunately not. Gratitude is another word that's coming up. Yeah. Any other reflections? We have another minute. Well, I'll share a reflection. I think for me, it was just really sweet for as I guide the meditation. Of course, I'm doing it with you. That's how I can offer it, because I experience it to myself. And just the sense of being held by nature and realizing that this body is nature. So feeling loved by nature and loving nature, and really the feeling, the exploration of this is nature loving itself. This body is nature, so nature loving itself. It just adds another dimension, adds dimensionality to our practice above and beyond the ordinariness of this life, this world, us feeling the separation. This is nature, but that's it. You know, I'm a person, that's a tree. It changes, and it, I think at times, well, not just at times, but having a tapping into a different perspective in life, having a different way of seeing, appreciating this being human. If we can tap into it for just a millisecond, have this different view, having a different view of both our significance and lack of significance, how we are nature, how when we lie under the stars and we feel so small, we're just this one human being out of 7 billion, out of so many planets and goodness knows what's out there, and yet all of nature is in this. It's the drop in the ocean holds all of it. So I'm sounding like a mystic, but anyway, that's what tonight's practice really was like for me. So I thank you for showing up and allowing me to share with you and tap in that space for myself. And I hope that it was touchable for others. So, and it's 7:01. So thank you all. Thank you for showing up, and I will stay an extra 10 minutes tonight if anyone has questions, reflections, comments, but we'll formally end the practice time, happy hour. May you all be happy, may you all be well. All beings everywhere, our planet, all beings, all of nature, free and happy. Take good care, everyone.